Mariner Books and Harper Audio present How You Say It, Why You Talk the Way You Do, and What It Says About You by Catherine D. Kinsler. Read by Andy Arndt.
For Zach, Taylor, and Nate. Introduction. It's not what you say. Humans are joiners. We band together to create social groups. But in the process, we also cause social divisions. This will come as no surprise to anyone who follows national politics or who has attended middle school. Your race, your gender, your nationality, and your religion all help determine whom you associate with and whom you steer clear of, whom you know and whom you don't, whom you like, whom you love, and perhaps, sadly, whom you hate. For better or for worse, social groups are an unavoidable feature of human life. Psychologists like me have spent a lot of time studying social group membership, trying to figure out why people feel that they belong with some groups but not with others, and why they vilify people whom they perceive as belonging to other groups. That is, people they perceive as other. Decades of social psychology research on intergroup and interpersonal relations suggest that we just can't seem to turn off our category detectors, which divide the world into us and them. It is simply human nature. Yet something is missing from the study of social grouping, and from public discourse about tribalism in particular, and human nature in general. Researchers and many other people largely overlook a key factor that determines whether people find common ground: language. More precisely, I'm referring to the way you talk, which often means the accent you speak with. Yes, you have an accent. Everyone does. It pops up every time you speak. As the saying goes, it's not what you say, but how you say it. Where we belong, whom we connect with, whom we love, and whom we hate. Almost every aspect of social life is shaped by the way we speak. This is true in personal relationships. Babies choose to approach people who talk in certain ways, and employers hire those whose spoken language fits their expectations. A similar dynamic is present across all levels of society. The way we speak plays a fundamental role in cultural and national life. By dint of the way you speak, people think of you as a member of an in-group or an out-group, and it is incredibly hard to prevent this from happening. Convincingly faking an accent other than your own is extremely difficult. This is the paradox at the heart.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?